do have a few prayer requests this morning. Pray for Delaney Irving. She is having issues with her knee. And then continued prayers for Neva and Joe Pyatt. And then pray for my sweet friend Norma Smith. And then praise report. Ethan starts his job today, y'all.
Hey.
My grandson starts his job today.
That's a blessing.
It is. It is. It is. It is. I didn't understand why the Lord, well, I kind of do, but he told me to quit one of my jobs.
Yeah.
And focus on what's in front of me. And he was talking to me about Ethan, about my grandson, who is 18 now.
Yeah.
And he told me to help Ethan get Ethan where he needs to be. You know, like a driver's license and all this. Well, it wasn't really going to work out very well with me working that job and trying to help him get a job and get him established as a young man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I had to back off. I had to listen to the Lord when he said quit, I quit. And he told me some things, you know, going into ministry,
right.
Focus on this, this, this. He gave me instructions with that.
Right.
And that's what I've been doing. And like you said, man, it's sometimes it's hard to stay focused. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I catch myself worrying, right. You know, oh gosh, you know, wait a minute. This is what you told me to do, Lord, and I'm trusting you. No.
Right.
No. No.
Right.
I'm not going there.
Right.
But it's cool. He got the job. He starts today, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's pray for some people. So we're going to pray for Delaney. She's having knee problems. So, Father, we just thank you that we see according to your word, Father, that you are a healer, God, and that everything you did on the cross for us, Father, was our salvation, but also for the healing of our physical bodies. So, Father, we just speak forth healing right now in Jesus' name to Delaney, and we just thank you that there no longer will be knee issues, Father, that whatever's going on there, Father, you just go in there and you fix it. You are the creator of our bodies, mm-hmm. Father. So we thank you, God, that you'll just move in this way according to your word and to your purpose for her life. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father, we just want to lift up Neva and Joe, Father. This has been a long road, Father. I just thank you that you've been faithful along the way, Father. We remember, as we've been talking about, the faithfulness of God. And you have been faithful over and over in Joe's life. It seems like it's been a hard road. So, Father, I just thank you for giving them resilience in this time, Father. And I thank you for your supernatural intervention, God, in every area of their life, whether it be physical, whether it be financial, anything, Father. I thank you for your supernatural intervention, Father, that you are walking in their lives. And may everything that they go through, Father, always point to you and be testimony to you who you are in their life. And we thank you for that. And, Father, we lift up Norma today. Lord, whatever the situation is there, we just bless her, Father. We thank you for your peace, God, that passes all understanding. And I thank you, God, that you are making a move again supernaturally in her life, Father. Outside of the natural things, Father, you can do wonders. And so, Father, we thank you for that. And today we just bless Norma as she seeks you, Father. Give her the answers. Give her the wisdom that she seeks and desires. And then the application of those things in her life. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
We hope today.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is Jason Mung. His title for this morning is A Clean Conscience.
That's right.
Back to you, brother.
All right. So I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit now. I kind of covered everything that I had in with that, but I wanted to share. So I've just kind of been seeking the Father. And, you know, as we see in the Word, Paul talks about, we've been covering the spiritual gifts. And those things, and one of the things he talks about in there in Corinthians, he's talking about is prophecy, and he actually says that he desires that everyone should prophesy, you know, and it's like that's actually when you get into that, that's one of the things a lot of people like they shy away from, you know, it's like whoa, but I was like, man, like there's got to be something to this, and I, you know, in this season especially over the last probably 4 years, I've really tuned my ears to what the prophets are saying, you know, and understand there's a difference between when you look at the fivefold ministry, the pastors, the teachers, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, there is a prophet. And we see that, you know, shown in the Word. We see that. But then there's prophecy. Now, a prophecy can be given by a prophet, but prophecy can also be given just by everybody. It's a gift that comes from the Holy Spirit, right? And so I just been praying, and I was telling God, I'm so encouraged by the words of the prophets. Right? Mm-hmm. They're bringing us instruction for what's going on now in those times. But I want a prophecy. I want to prophesy a word. Like, give me something. And so I just sat down the other night, and I just grabbed my keyboard, and I just let the Holy Spirit speak. And this word actually came to me over about 15 minutes. I would actually type a little bit, and then I would just sit there and pray in the Spirit for a little while, and then I would just type a little bit more. And so this is what came out. And I want to share that with you guys today. To me, it was just a great encouragement to the body of Christ, and it was an encouragement to me on a personal level because I was just seeking God in that way, you know, and maybe as an encouragement to you guys, seek God in that way. That's scriptural. Paul talks about that. He wishes that we would all do that because I know, you know, in that context of scripture there, when we get into Corinthians, it's funny, that's probably one of the most controversial places when it comes to the giftings of the spirits and tongues and all this, but also realize right there is the chapter of love, right? Like, it's so important that they were even put together because even through things that we don't see the same or walk out, love. Love's the most important thing, right? So anyway, I want to share this with you guys, and maybe we'll maybe I'll speak it a little bit after this as an encouragement. But to me, it was very encouraging to me, but also encouraging to the body of Christ. So I want to share that today on this platform. So here's the word that God gave me for you guys. It says, rise up, children of the Most High God. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Haven't I told you not to fear? Have I not told you to be strong and courageous? Get up, get out, and walk in the things that I have created you for. I am the one that goes before you. I have not called you to make the path. I have only called you to follow the path that has been set before you. It is not under your strength or your anointing that you walk. It is by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Make ready your shield. Make ready your bow. The arrows in this time will hit their mark. The enemy will not be able to deflect those arrows that have been released by the hands of my army. Shield yourselves in humility. Shield yourselves in righteousness. Not your righteousness, my righteousness. The darkness is passing. New light is on its way. Do not take your eyes off of the prize. Do not turn to the right or the left. Don't even glance in another direction. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your hearts focused on my word. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the moment for the glory of God to shine from those I have set on a hill, to shine brightly to a darkened world around you. My glory is here. My glory is everlasting. Hear me this day. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, the Spirit I have placed inside of you. Release my glory, church. Release my glory to the broken, to the weakened in spirit, to the cast away, to the lost that are looking to be found. I will draw them. I am drawing them. Get ready, get ready, get ready. My glory is about to fall.
Amen. I like that.
That moved me again when I read it.
I like it.
And that's such an encouragement from our Father. You know, and I know, you know, just kind of looking at what current circumstances, again, what we've talked about today, if we allow ourselves to start looking at the circumstances, grocery prices, gas prices, I mean, everything prices, right? Anything that has to do with money, it's going up. And it's like, except for the pay, you know? And it's like, if we're not careful, we can allow the enemy to start building these things in our mind that will take us away from the truth of what God says, right? But what is he saying as an encouragement to his body? Focus on his word. Focus on him. Don't get your mind on. He said in that word, don't even glance.
Yeah.
You know, like that's fixed. Yeah. To not even look off for a minute, but rather stay fixed on God and what he's saying in this time. And, you know, I always encourage people, listen to the voices of the prophets and what they're saying. Listen to the teachings that they're giving, because they're giving clear instruction for what we're to do in this time. Get into the Word of God. It's clear instruction for what we're to do in this time. I'm excited about the things that I see God doing in my life and what I see God doing in the body of Christ. You know, and it seems like, you know, God always works on a personal level, but it seems like this time it's a corporate thing. Mm-hmm. You know, God is doing something at a corporate level like I've never seen before, and that excites my heart. You know, that is literally the foundation for my ministry, is like equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Mm-hmm. God is doing something on a corporate level like we've never seen, not that I've never seen in my lifetime. And some of the words that I hear even from the prophets, you know, is that God is going to move again corporately. And so I want to use this time, maybe talk about this revival that we got going up, right? Like, this is an opportunity for the corporate body of Christ to come together in oneness, right? Mm-hmm. So if you guys haven't heard about that, just get on Facebook, search that up. There's a Power and Praise revival that's coming. It's going to be a continuous 48-hour revival. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is God is bringing people from all over the place in different areas, for different churches, from different just bodies. He's bringing them together to work this thing out, you know. And we had a discussion last night in church, and we just kind of did a Bible study, and it was people just kind of started conversating a little bit. You know, the floor was open, and there was a guy, and he kind of brought forth a word, and he was talking about a scripture where Paul was referring to himself as the servant, and you know, another word for that was a prisoner, and his relation in that journey was a prisoner of Christ. But then there was another lady, and she was like, "Well, I don't really see that way. Like, I see it as a servant." And God just used that moment to teach, like, God is very unique in his relationship with us. And the perspectives that we have, it takes these perspectives to bring the full picture, right? The clarity of Christ. And because there will be guys, you know, there'll be people that can listen to me and, like, my verbiage, like, just nails it. What the Holy Spirit has to say through my mouth just nails the understanding for their life. And then there's other people who are like, "Well, I didn't really get much out of that." That doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit wasn't speaking. There's just a perspective that somebody else will bring for you. And then the simplicity of, if I'm a mechanic, I can talk in mechanic terms, and mechanics are going to understand me, right? But if I'm a doctor, I'm going to talk in doctor terms, and doctors are going to understand me. But I can't do both, right? I'm only going to have the perspective that my life has brought me, that God has shown me, and he uses my life to speak to others. And that's why it takes, as we see in Scripture, not one part of the body can say to the other, "I don't need you," because we do need each other. Because you may carry perspective that I need that I haven't gotten from anyone else, you know? And so I commended them last night, and I thanked her even for speaking up in that moment, that you didn't see it the same. But let's see, the greatest truth in that is that's okay, right? We don't have to all see it exactly the same for us to fulfill God's purpose. And that's what my hope is, you know, is that as the body of Christ is being reached out to right now in this time, say, hey, we are coming together as a city, as a county, as just the body of Christ that lives in Western Oklahoma. There is an opportunity for us to come together in Christ, right, and present this gospel message for those who don't know who he is. And what is that going to require of us? Some of it's going to take some of what we talk about today. There's some strongholds in our lives that have tainted our views. And the enemy is so sneaky and divisive, right? Mm-hmm. And he's coming in there. And what I would encourage the body to do today is seek your heart. You know, my prayer in these last few weeks have just been from the Word. Father, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. If there's anything in there, right, that is leading. And what does he talk about in this word that I just gave? It says, not your righteousness, my righteousness, you know, because when we get into our righteousness, that's self-righteousness. That's a stronghold.
Come on.
That's a stronghold, right? And so we have to understand that those are things and then speak those things down. Tear those things down in our lives and ask God, hey, I may have not, if I'm this denomination, I may have never dealt with a brother or sister in that denomination because I've only been over here in this camp. Well, guess what? It's time to kind of mingle the camps, right? It's time for us to come together as the body of Christ and say, you know what? There are things, there are revelations that you have that bring value. There are things that you have and revelations you have that bring value. Now let's bring them together so we can what? So we can show the world that we can love one another, even in our differences, even in our different perspectives, right? That's okay. Again, we see that into the Word. As a Christian, we're all called to overlook one another's faults. All of us, right? Somebody gets out of line, what am I called to? Overlook that. Not supposed to let the enemy have place in my life. How am I going to do that? I'm going to do what we talked about today. I'm going to find myself in meditation of the truth of the word, right? And don't let these feelings or these emotions of things that have been built up. And I understand some of these things are generational. Some of these things are long-term that have caused division in the body of Christ that we must now recognize and say, no longer. No longer are we going to allow these divisions to separate us from our brothers and our sisters, but rather coming together in a unity and a oneness for what? For Jesus. And for the message that he has given us, and we even cover that today in Scripture, always being ready to share that hope that's inside of us, right? Be ready to share that hope. So if you haven't heard about that, maybe even I'll stick a link on this post later on when it's posted on Facebook. I'll stick that link so you can find that. But I encourage you guys to come out, be a part of this, because my expectation, and not just mine, multiple people that are coming together, the expectation is for God to come in this city and move in a way that we have not seen him move before. And but what we do have is the word to see the things that he promises for us when we do that. If my people will call out, will humble themselves, right, and repent and turn from those things, guess what? Then God says, I'm going to come and I'm going to heal. Mm. And if we've never been a place of in need of healing, it's now. You know, it's now. Even this area, you know, period, just the Western Oklahoma area, just the addictions, the things that just have a hold on people's lives, and they need to be set free. And they can't be set free if the body of Christ cannot come together and show them, hey, like, we love each other. That's what the word says. They'll know my love by what? By looking at you and how you guys are loving one another. We need to take accountability for that as Christians. We need to say, I need to overlook the difference or even the perspectives that they may have that are different than mine. I need to get over that. Because if I'm not over that, then I'm walking in my own righteousness, and that's not for us. We're walking in the righteousness that was purchased through Christ, right? And from that place, God will empower us through the Holy Spirit. Because if you said yes to Jesus, guess what? Holy Spirit is yours. He's inside of you, right? So allow him to lead you in that way. And I know what that does take sometimes is just you to step back a little bit and say, Father, would you just show me? Would you just reveal to me? And, you know, that is something that I just personally, in the last few weeks, again, have just been falling on my face before God and just looking at the areas of my life, Father. And what the word talks about this is when he shines his light on something, then we need to walk in the repentance of that. And what is the repentance of that? It means changing our mind. Mm-hmm. If we've seen that we've been doing something or walking in a direction that is contrary to the word of God, when God highlights that, then it's time to change. And what I love about that is that call for the time of change, not only is it time, but God himself actually gives you the tools, gives you that. That's the grace that he gives, right? It's the divine influence on your heart to walk that out. That literally comes from God himself. And, you know, I use that simple analogy all the time. Literally, if I have a $10 bill to pay, like, God gives me the $10 to pay the bill, you know, like, he provides everything that's needed in that moment. So just as an encouragement to you guys that may be listening today, I don't care what denomination you are. If you claim that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, then we serve the same God. We all have the same instruction. Let's set aside some of the perspectives that we might have that differ from one another. And let's find the commonality that we have in him. Let's love each other well. And let's show who our God is to a generation, to a people who don't, who need the love of Christ, right? So I was highly encouraged by this, and I hope you guys were too today with this word that God has just encouraged the body about in this day. Focus on him. Do not take your eyes off him. And I know in this time, you know, circumstances, they're going to get bigger, you know, like we've been talking about that. Things are going to happen. Things are starting to fold out in front of us that are going to make us want to glance away, right? Distractions. That's how the enemy works. When God is moving in a specific way, then the enemy is going to try to come in and he's going to throw everything that he can at you to pull your attention off of the truth of God and God himself. But that's why we must have to be diligent according to what his instructions are through his word and even through the prophetic words that he's bringing forth. Don't take your eyes off of me. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Keep your eye, get your heart in my word and know this is the truth. And I know even for me, like in my personal journey over this last year and a half, like, I thought I knew a lot of things, you know, like I thought I trusted God. And then I really found a trust in God that I never knew I didn't have, you know, like I didn't know I didn't have it till I had it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, that's even salvation and relationship with God itself. You don't know what you're missing until you're not missing it anymore. And then it's like, wow, look what I've been missing this whole time. And it's like God in that way, in a trust in him, man, he has moved my heart in a way that I thought I trusted him before. But gosh, so much more I trust God now. He has proved himself faithful yet again through me being obedient to the things that he's called my life to, you know. And I'll tell you this today with 100% assurance. If God calls you to something, walk in obedience and he will not fail you. I can promise you that. Because Amen. He is God, you are his child, and he loves you. And he has proven that to me, and if he's proven that to me, then guess what? It's for you too. And that's my testimony today.
Amen. You know, it's sad to see so many Pharisee in today's time.
Right.
In the churches. it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And if Jesus himself did not throw the stone, why? Why are we carrying around a pocket full of stones ready to throw them?
Right.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
Church against church, Christian against Christian has got to stop.
Yeah.
We have to, like you said, get to the center.
Yeah.
We as Christians are followers of Christ. Our fruit should show you that.
Yeah.
Your fruit shows who you follow, right. I believe.
Right.
And I believe from the vision that I had in March of 2021 regarding this revival,
mm-hmm.
put the stones down. Put the stones down and come together and celebrate him.
Yeah.
Him. Our Jesus. Our Lord. King of Kings, come on, guys and ladies. Quit looking at each other sideways, side-eyeing each other. Oh, look what they do it.
Right.
Are they a believer? Are they following Christ?
Yeah.
And it's really sad, Jason, for me. It breaks my heart. The Lord showed me a hand. It was like it was a vision. And it was a hand down like this, helping someone up. I wept when I saw this vision. I cried for a while because it broke my heart. The very hand that lifts one up out of a pit, loves them in. That very hand turns to a fist.
Yeah.
We've got to do better.
Yeah.
We've got to do better.
Yes, we do.
The helping hand should not turn into a fist.
Right.
And beat the person out of the church.
Right.
The very hand that lifts them and brings them in should not turn to a fist and beat them out.
Of the
church.
Yeah.
We as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, have got to do better. Me included.
Right. Well, it has to start individually. We have to start with us.
Whenever I first started coming, when I first started my journey back and began to come back and follow the Lord, I was standing in my living room and I was just pouring my heart out, asking God, right here, Lord, in my living room, I made a circle around me with holy water. A friend of mine who has since went to be with the Lord. She was a devoted Catholic. And she gave me this holy water. I put a circle around me with holy water. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need revival. Revive me, God. We need revival. And it starts right here.
Yep.
With me.
Yep.
It starts with me. Allowing God to move in me, His Holy Spirit, to come in and move the way He wants to move.
Right.
Not telling Him how to do it.
Right.
I've got to put a bubble in it and say, Your will, sir. Let your will be done.
Yeah.
I want revival. And let it start right here.
Yeah.
Right here, right. Sir. Right here.
That's it. And if each one of us will take that, you know, it's a responsibility that we have as a follower of Christ to just walk in that with him and say, man, right here.
I challenge y'all today. I want to challenge you today. If you're listening, if you're hearing this live or later, I challenge you. Draw a circle around yourself. Ask God for revival. And ask him to let it start with you.
Yeah.
And it will.
Yep.
If you let it.
Yeah. Yep. We have to find a place of humility in this, you know. Yeah. And just humble yourself before God, and we see what his word says. When you do that, you're allowing him to just come in and move, you know. Mm-hmm. And understand that, like, sometimes that's a scary place for people.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, when you do that, you're actually opening yourselves up to the greatest blessings that God has for you.
Yes.
You know? Yes. And it's like, I get it. Like, sometimes that's the trust factor. Like, can I really trust God?
Yes.
You know? And it's like, mm-hmm. it's no different than in natural relationships. When you enter into a relationship with someone, no matter what that is, you got to take a risk. You know, there's a risk involved. And I'm gonna give you some of my life, some of my heart, some of my time, whatever it is. There's a risk that's involved. But what I love about who God is, mm-hmm. is he's been recording the risk taking for thousands of years.
Yeah.
He's been recording men and women's lives for thousands of years that were willing to take that risk, and he showed himself faithful every time.
Hebrews 11 is what comes to mind.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
the hall, faith after. The hall of faith, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Right there. Talk about a hall of faith, man.
Yeah. Like, God is faithful. Yeah. And if you don't know that, I do. You know, yeah. so it's worth it. Take the risk.
It is
worth it. You know, find yourself in humility before God and just ask him to come in and move in a way in your life that you've never seen him before. And to just allow God to do that. Mm. And you will find the greatest peace. You will find the greatest joy. You will find yourself revived again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even in, you know, in church, like, I know, like, we're burned out. We're kind of done with it, you know, because these ceremonies and traditions just don't cut it. You know, it's not about those things, but it's about the God on which those things were actually designed to worship. Mm-hmm. But we've lost sight of that, and we just got stuck down in just the ceremonies and traditions. And I get it. I mean, I hear so many people every day like, oh, I'm tired of all that. Good. I'm glad you're tired of all that, because there's so much more. But yet, as we see in the word, go to your closet, right? Mm-hmm. Just get in there and shut the door and tell God, I'm tired of all that. I want to experience you in a way I've never experienced you before. And then allow him to bring that experience to your life. And like you said, not trying to say, okay, now this is how you can, right?
Yeah.
Not trying to put these boundaries around God, but rather saying, I'm taking a step of faith in this and saying, God, I trust you. I believe that everything that you have for me is good. Why? Because I see it in the word. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know that, that's why we need to get in the word. Because you got to know it, right? Like we talked about earlier. If you don't know the word, how are you going to bring those crazy thoughts into the obedience of what the word says? You've got to know the word. Mm-hmm. So I hope people are encouraged today. God is about to do something big, and I want each and every one of you to be a part of it.
Amen. Now, before we sign off, would you be so kind and share about your Rumble channel and anything else that you would like to share?
Yeah, sure. So we do have a Rumble channel. We do teachings every Wednesday night. We still meet in our home, and then we post those on Rumble. This radio program I'll actually put up on my Rumble channel as well today. But that can be found either on iPads or iPhones, Samsungs, or also on Roku. Just download the Rumble app. My handle on there is Firewalker77. You'll see the big crazy beard. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it, y'all.
So right now, I was actually looking at it the other day, and I thought, wow, there is almost, you know, we do one teaching a week is what I put on there, and there's almost a year's worth of teachings up on that. that channel now, and it's just like, you know, I do nothing, but my hope in that is that people find hope there. You know, that is a great a place for to send people if they're struggling. I have all those listed out, what they're titled, the verses that we're looking at, and I've gotten better over time with that. You know, it was a work in progress at the beginning, but just use that as a resource for encouragement. Mm-hmm. For those people. If you have people who are new in their walk, that's a great place, because I mean, God has given me a gift to simplify the gospel. You know, this thing is not complicated. So that's there on the Rumble channel. That's it, I guess.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you coming in, brother.
Yeah, you bet. It was a pleasure to be here.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say this again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, my beautiful, sweet mama, Eva Fleming, and our brother in Christ, Jason Monk. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.